Station Space, Slashdot Radio.
Potter did something stupid.
Oh, man.
All right, so we're going again for the second time.
And this time we're starting it in super turbo instead of in super mellow.
Oh, yeah. For those of you who missed the first beginning,
which would be all of you.
Which would be everyone, as we're recording over it currently.
I don't know how that happened, but...
You touched buttons.
The third intro will be coming up shortly.
Potter's going to be taking it down.
I slowed it back down like it was the first time that no one heard that.
Cause now it's less like we're taking ecstasy and more like we're doing nitrous balloons.
Woo!
Wah, 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 wah.
That's very nice. I suggest before we have to do this a third time, we start the show and talk, and I stop pushing buttons and breaking things.
I fully support Potter not breaking things or touching buttons or frankly doing anything. It would be the best for all of us if Potter just didn't do anything.
So Pets.com sold their name.
Hey,
we're
you're listening
there.
To Geeks in Space. See how things go?
What? I missed a valuable branding opportunity.
Yes.
An introduction or something?
Yeah, like where we say our names so that people who haven't heard the show before know who we are.
Lorthos, Lord of Darkness.
All right, that's Lorthos, Lord of Darkness over there. I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I'm Jamie McCarthy.
I am Television's Vance DeGeneres.
He is a liar.
He made that part up.
I call shenanigans on Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
I'll be Stacey Grenrock.
I am Jeff. Hey, why don't you shut your trap?
Wow.
I'm Jeff.
You can feel the love.
And I'm not taking any more crap.
He's copying
an attitude. It ends today, Neil.
He's setting the tone.
He said the tone he said is ass.
No,
that's our tone.
My tone is brilliant. My tone
ass.
Is
I'm covered in attitude.
I'm all right, guys.
In attitude. All right. So now can I
geeks
talk
in
about
space? Welcome. It's nice to have Jamie here this week. He drove down through terrible weather, risking life and limb.
It was grueling.
You could have died.
I had to pass cars that were doing 30.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, there's about 100 million miles of snow. We're buried beneath it. And it's kind of like another ice age.
Yeah.
Except for the part that, you know, there's really only like an inch. But it doesn't matter because when there's like an inch, it means that people drive really, really slow. That's just how Holland is. That's why Jeff moved.
Yep.
And why I bought an SUV.
Well, that and that you like wasted gas. You're just like, I have money and gas. Oh,
actually,
screw Somalians.
Potter is a Saudi Arabian national. And
he's a member of one of those oil families. His like dad's name is he's like
Rip Van Centrifuge.
He's like Rip Van Centrifuge and his sidekick Pepet Jerks.
He's the Grand Vizier, I'll have you know.
The Grand Vizier. I have to say that what was the Quest for Glory, which was Heroes Quest 2, taught me two words. It taught me Vizier and Apothecary. Those were two words that were in that game that I'd never used before.
Wow, so, I learned both those words from Karateka.
Wow, I don't know what Karateka is, and I have to tell you what that word means.
Oh, that's like the Apple II game?
Yeah, by Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's
probably a lot like it because you run around beating stuff up.
That's a good game. Really? I remember some other games like that.
And then the birds would attack. I remember the birds.
Yeah, you had to
fun.
Kick the bird.
Because
cool.
When you beat him up, he just exploded into feathers.
Yeah. It's good when animals explode into feathers.
So I just want to make sure that I can give attention to the fact that Pets.com is selling their name now. They're done. Ah, finally.
Which means it's game over, that stupid sock puppet.
Yep, game over for that. Although they did cease operations about... I don't know, a month or so ago, but they're selling their name to PetSmart.com. .com.
Soon to be Pets.com, one assumes.
My favorite part at the end of the story is, in Tuesday afternoon trading, shares of PetSmart traded up 6 cents.
Ooh.
Very valuable domain
Woo!
Name.
Yeah, pets.com is an interesting idea. You know, if you don't mind waiting 4 or 5 days to get food or litter for your pet. It's like, it looks like Snuggles is going to die. We're going to need some more whiskers.
So basically, they increased the market cap of this company by $35 a year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just enough to pay the license Or the NSI payment for the domain name.
I think wasn't that the same company that actually sued the Conan O'Brien show because the sock puppet
for
was
the
so much
for
yeah,
the
so.
The dog courage the what was
triumph
it? Triumph
yeah.
The
insult comic dog.
Yeah. who had a catchphrase that Potter you're not allowed to say. Look at him, he's just like, but I'm a catchphrase machine. I need to get catchphrases out of my body.
It's a very nice
no,
time.
No. Somebody turn.
Very nice.
No, if somebody else had the board, we could mute him. Then he could scream it, and it'd be okay. Yeah, so goodbyepets.com.
And other disturbing news.
I like the little thing. I like the sock.
Strom Thurmond, who is currently number 3 in line to be president, you know, assuming the mm-hmm. president, vice president die.
He's also number 3 in line for cool name after Ransom Love and, I don't know, who should
Trent,
get number 2?
Trent Lott has a cool name.
Trent Lott? Simpson Garfinkel's up there, too.
Yep.
Yeah, but Strom Thurmond, you totally want
Strom
him in charge.
Strom Thurmond is 98 years old.
Making him the third oldest person in the country.
Wow.
So not only does he have the third most powerful sounding name, most likely to become a superhero, but he's also the third oldest man alive.
And here's the here's the great part. Last week, he told a reporter he might quit 3 or 4 months before his term ends in January 2003 so that his estranged wife, Nancy, could take over his seat. They separated in 1991 after 22 years of marriage.
Whoa.
Wow. The next day, his office issued a statement saying you didn't mean to say that.
I'm sorry, Strom.
He didn't issue the statement, his office did.
Senior aides attributed the remark to a failing memory.
And the fact that it would be stupid.
I am two links removed from Strom Thurmond. A friend of mine was in Washington, like walking through the Capitol with a friend of hers, and Strom like walked past them and like gave him a nod and said, okay, girls, you can go home now. It's after 5. She's like, girls.
Whoa.
She's like 31 years old.
Well, you know, when you're 100, you know, things kind of get skewed.
Oh, those young chicks, look at them. They're barely 40.
The other great quote in here is, I feel much younger than I really am. I feel like I'm 68, about 30 years younger. And he still has an eye for pretty women. Do you know some you want me to meet, he asked. Life wouldn't be worth living if we didn't have pretty women. That's
wow.
Natural. Any normal man likes to be around pretty women. Strom Thurmond, ladies and gentlemen.
I like to know that he was around before automobiles were a big deal. I like thinking about that. You don't think about that very often. We take cars for granted, but he remembers a time. Well, he probably doesn't remember.
Strom Thurmond.
He probably doesn't remember Thursday.
Half of America having indoor plumbing. That fact amazes me.
My dad can still remember the day electricity came to the farm, and that's only my dad.
Your dad's pretty old dude, though, but he ain't no Strom.
He's no Strom Thurmond. He's a spring chicken compared to Strom Thurmond.
He is definitely no Strom. He's not a delicious pizza wrapped around
himself and
that's
soaked
a Strom
in its own
bully.
Grease.
That's right.
See, for people who think Holland doesn't have anything, you know, Orlando's now delivers Strombolis to my house.
Yeah, so screw you guys. That's what I
That's
have
it.
To say.
I mean, Holland now has it all. I can get a Strom sent to my door.
Stromboli is like ethnic food here.
Yeah. Well, it's very ethnic. It's as close as we get.
It doesn't have potatoes in it. I mean, come on.
That's pretty Dutch. So, mymp3.com. Now it's stupid. I mean, it used to be pretty cool, you know, but after this whole thing is done, what's the deal now? Okay, it costs $45 a year. Okay, fine. You know, whatever. But you can only store 25 CDs for free, and after that, they have to charge you, which, you know, doesn't make any sense because they already have one big master copy of all the CDs to begin with, if I understand things correctly. So, of course, you know, in order to have that one extra line in that record for them, you know, that's going to have to cost you more.
Yeah, that's the $45 line.
Right, that's a very expensive line. Okay, you have to buy your CDs twice, and my favorite part is that they're going to randomly ask you to reinsert your CD just to confirm. I don't even know if this one actually made it into the story, but that's actually in it. They're going to require you once in a while to put in a CD to confirm that you own it. So, you know, you're cruising around, you know, on your laptop, and you're listening to your music. You have to insert the CD. What if it's my Vio?
So it's basically like you don't have to carry all your CDs around, except you have to carry all your CDs around.
Right.
Which
so
was
sometimes.
The whole point in getting away from that.
All right, so good job.
Good job, mymp3.com.
You know, it's not really their fault. This is probably the best they can do, considering, you know, how much money they had to pay to all these companies for doing this. It's
yeah,
just, it's
I don't,
a pretty big
I don't
scam.
Blame mp3.com so much as I blame the record companies who have had to force him into this. Thanks for killing what was once a worthwhile service.
Yep. Well, and then, you know, it's only a matter of time before Napster goes the same route. We'll see what we'll see how that all sorts out. But that's going to be a whole interesting deal, too.
I still hope the new teller will actually have something useful going on.
Well, you see, it's all they want to start this new kind of program where they deliver products and services to end users after you pay a purchase fee.
It's called a store.
So let's see, what else do we got up on there? Well, I posted a couple of stories earlier this week about anti-aliasing fonts that are X11.
Rob has a hard-on for anti-aliasing.
Okay.
In case
first of all,
notices.
You have to understand that when I started with Linux, okay, X was like my thing. I like submitted patches to programs and stuff for X, and I wrote X programs. I loved X11. It was like my favorite thing. So, you know, I know what it takes to do anti-aliasing in X, and it ain't easy. So whenever I see stories about it just gives me a big woody because I'm just like, you know, I remember 5-6 years ago when I thought that would be so cool if only I could do that, but I couldn't, and now you can. But that's mainly because of guys like Keith Packard and the XRender extension, which the screenshots on his website we mentioned earlier, they actually show XTerm and TWM, which he showed me actually at ALS working fully anti-aliased, which is pretty cool. But what's actually newer is that he's got Conqueror working, which is the KDE web browser. So, the places you want the anti-alias text, as far as I'm concerned, it's basically your web browser and your email reader, because that's where I spend, you know, 99% of my time. Other than that, you know, like a word processor. I mean, those are the things that you spend the most time looking at pure text. And if you get an X term, you know, you can do it for code. You're all set. I guess some people are probably going to be like, I want it for X Emacs or whatever, you know, but I mean, screw that. I'm sure it'll happen really relatively soon. Anyway, I'm still waiting for the Mozilla patches to actually get it to go. But it's even cooler than just the straight anti-aliasing stuff, which for LCD screens the RGB subpixel anti-aliasing.
Yeah.
Which is you think I got a Woody for anti-alias text? I mean, subpixel RGB anti-aliasing. Oh my God! I mean, if you don't know what that basically is, you know, on an LCD screen, you know, you have your subpixels. It's not quite the same as with your traditional monitor where you just basically have a little laser beam, you know, a little light shooting out there and, you know, illuminating a little bit on your inside of a tube. But with your LCD, you actually have a physical little tiny subpixel. And if you are really smart about your anti-aliasing of fonts, rather than anti-aliasing it, you know, black text on a white background using shades of gray, you can actually use the fact that the pixels are ordered, the subpixels are a red pixel, a green pixel, and a blue pixel. You can subpixel down and use just a little bit of blue to get maybe a little bit of a diagonal one way and a little bit of red to get it the other way. You get even finer pixels, even more smooth text.
Like an Apple II running in black and white mode.
Exactly. Basically, yeah. Exactly like an Apple II, which is why this is funny because I believe Microsoft owns a patent on this.
Yeah.
They claim they patented, which is, this is exactly what the Apple II does, except that, you know, nobody really remembers the Apple II anymore.
And the resolution's a lot better, and it looks good this time around.
Right. there's something to be said about, you know, your 1024 pixel wide screen faking 3,000 pixels. I mean, that's not a bad deal. I mean, you're not paying extra for it. They're just, I'm free now.
It's a little better than 140 wide pixel wide screen faking 280.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little. But, that's true. Waz wrote a whole thing about how this was exactly the same, and back when that whole story came out, it is really interesting technology. I'm glad they're doing it. I love LCD screens. I actually have regular old monitor on my desk right now, and it wears on my eyes fairly quickly relative to what an LCD is. You don't get that pesky vertical refresh rate thing to hurt your head. Nobody else cares about this but me. I'm the only person alive who cares about anti-aliased fonts.
That's okay, Rob.
But it makes me happy.
I care, but EFM has done enough anti-aliasing for me to get by.
Well, that's the thing is EFM does do it, and EFM does a nice job, and that's
one app,
right? With the two type libraries that they've got, they can do it through Imlib and everything, and so actually Enlightenment can do it too. But you know, as much as I like Raster and Mandrake, hi guys. You know, not everybody's just going to drop what they're doing and use their widget sets. For some reason, I think that things like GNOME and KDE have a little bit more mind share and a little bit more application usage. But really, as far as I'm concerned, it's all really about Mozilla because everything else. I mean, if I can get GTK and Mozilla, then that's, you know, 75% of what's on my desktop. Oh, and XTerm, which is the other 25%. Oh, anti-aliased XTerms. Hold on, I'm going to ejaculate a minute.
right. Well, all right.
For the at-home audience, he really is.
You're so glad this is a radio show.
I had to move my laptop.
Are we done yet?
You wish. I'll be ejaculating
done
later.
Yet? I need the garden hose.
Hose off the dog. So, Jeff, you posted this bit about people, speaking of GUIs, hacking Aqua.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting story. It's just basically it's a bunch of people who are, you know, doing the beta testing for Aqua and things like that. There's quite a number of people who really don't like it. And they, you know, oh yeah, this is going to be new, this is going to be better, but no, wait, I want to have all the stuff that I had before. So there are a lot of people who have actually been hacking around with it to try and emulate some of the stuff that they had before. I think one of the ones the article mentioned specifically was OpenStrip, which I believe was a... I'm trying to get the story to load here.
No problem, dude. We got all the modem speed you need.
Yeah, ISDN.
Oh, 128K of it.
Yeah, I
split up across four of us.
Yeah. Oh, and Kurt, who is... Oh, well, that was interesting.
Kurt, who is eyeing us.
Oh, we have to close
game.
The door so that he doesn't know what we have to email. Slam. All right, guys, now he doesn't know what we're going to do.
Good, because he was giving me a look that was looking downright evil.
Yeah, that was a vibe. What should we send his way?
Anyway, what should we send his way? We should send,
send your spam, yeah. Because I always send him mine, and then I put the subject really important.
Yeah. Does he do the same thing to you, though, too?
Oh, yeah.
Spam kind of has an extra life around our office. It's like you get it, and it just means send it to somebody else.
Yeah, Jeff sends it
to me.
It's
more like a chain letter.
The subject is like /.question. Yeah. Oh, this, I should read this. This looks important. Oh!
Do you want to buy Viagra?
How about Herbalife?
Herbal V, the V-A replacement.
Well, I know something you could actually send Kurt that would be useful. Kurt has been programming www.animefoo.com, which is linked off of commandertaco.net if you can't figure out how to spell it. Send him stupid tech support questions. He'll love that. He'll absolutely love it. It's coming along nicely. It's a very nice little anime review site that he and I have been working on for quite a while now. But check it out and ask him really dumb questions about it. It'll make him really feel special.
Right. So anyway, OpenStrip, which is linked to in there.
Is that Vegeta on the homepage there?
Yes.
All right.
We got a Vegeta, we got a Frieza, and I think there's a Ryoko. Just wrote my review of Evangelion. So.
Hey, shut up.
Why? My show, too.
No.
Potter.
He's setting the tone.
Potter, mediate.
Brilliant, eh?
He's
brilliant.
Copying an attitude. I'm afraid there's not much I can do.
So OpenStrip, they're doing away with the control strip in Aqua. It opens
that stupid bloated looking weird thing that like looked like it resizes and stuff.
No, the control strip is the old one.
That little thing that pops out of the sign
or
that looks stupid.
Are they talking about getting rid of that one too? The drag bar. Or
I think they're getting rid of that as well.
I thought that this was talking about that thing that you see in all the Aqua screenshots with the gigantic icons of all different sizes that look like somebody just vomited them on the bottom of your screen.
No, that's not in Aqua. That's not Aqua. Aqua is doing away. I believe it's doing away.
I mean, because that was in every Aqua screenshot I saw for a long time.
I don't think Jeff knows what he's talking about.
Maybe that's not the control. I don't. They had a picture.
It looked pretty, but now it doesn't, and then it did again.
I wonder if Japan's going to sue you for using Vegeta on the homepage.
Japan. Japan's got a lot of problems with
yep.
me. Yeah, I like to think of it as fair use, but I don't know. We'll find out.
I like to think of it as fair use, but they may have a different take
right.
on me using it as one of the key elements.
You should take his eyebrows off and then say, no, that's not Vegeta, it's... The Joe.
The Joe knows. Now, it'll link eventually to a page about Dragon Ball Z. And, you know,
in the meantime, looks wonderful.
But in the meantime, it's porn. You click on it, it takes pictures of naked chicks.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh. Really, everything you click on should take you to naked chicks. I'm lying. It doesn't even seem clickable.
No, it's clickable. You just have to figure out how.
You have to click on it a lot. And all it does is kind of wear out your mouse. So while on the subject of literature, to change a subject, Stephen King's...
talking about literature?
We are now.
Okay.
You see how I was segueing abruptly.
You see that? It's dialogue without segue.
Woo!
That was segue without... Never mind.
Yeah, Stephen King gave up on the plant, I guess.
Here's the fundamental problem I have with him giving it up. As he said, well, not enough people are paying him, my percentage is down. He's doing it on an absolute measure. Pudge pointed out, Pudge said, I paid once, but I downloaded it for the Palm Pilot and for my desktop PC. So that counts as, you know...
fair use.
You know, well, but King doesn't count it that way.
Sure. Well, I have a bigger issue with that. I mean, the first couple times around, he had so much publicity, and it was all about, you know, Stephen King, blah, blah, blah. Now I have a couple of other issues. Number one, I don't think Stephen King's a very good writer. So you can disagree with me or not, but, you know, I wouldn't pay money to read anything that he's written in the last 10 years. Okay, that's just me. The other issue with that is just that with all the publicity that's going to fade out, you know, it's going to be gone. Of course his percentages are going to drop. What did he expect? And the other problem is, how many writers fucking make the kind of money Stephen King makes? And how many people, like, think that, you know, what he thinks is a valid amount of money to make? You know, most people would probably kill for the amount of money that he made, even off of his failed little experiment.
Well, and there's a lot of writers, too, that would kill just to have 10,000 people read their book,
yeah,
regardless of whether they make any money from it or not.
Yeah. There's a lot of slimy issues that go down there, but you know, whatever. It doesn't really matter what Stephen King thinks. You know, things are going to change anyway. So, speaking of literature, Dune. Remember Dune? Okay, Jeff.
Arrakis.
All right, here you go.
It is the year 10,191. The known universe is ruled by the Padishah Emperor Shaddam the IV, my father.
All right, I'll stop there.
Not one drop of rain.
Yeah, Jeff has what some people might think of as a Dune fixation.
I don't have a fixation.
Yeah, like the time in high school where you made us all call you Maudeep for like 4 years.
Oh, you liked it.
No, dude, I didn't. But I mean, the part where you, the senior year where you wore the steel suit for 6 months, that we had an issue with.
Hey, I was efficient. All right, I'll that's
bet all. I smelled really good too.
Yeah, I know. I didn't like the part where you're like, you want to drink
well,
my steel suit water?
I rubbed cinnamon on myself so that I smelled like the spice.
You want to rub? You want to drink the water that I saved out of my steel suit? It's just
what
for
about
you.
All the times you made me call you Usul in private. Oh wait, I wasn't supposed to tell anyone about that. That's your private name.
The
sorry.
Secret name.
Yeah, dude. Why don't you stomp it?
So yeah,
Usul.
Sci-Fi Channel's been doing Dune, and I'm sure that they'll be running it every 5.5 minutes in reruns for the next 6 months, so you shouldn't have any problem catching it if you missed it. Although, let's be realistic, my guess is that the vast majority of the Geeks in Space target audience also probably knows about Dune and probably has even seen maybe part of it. It's actually it's pretty good. You know,
I am impressed. I am a Dune fanatic.
Yeah, Jeff has little shrines.
I don't know. I took those down. No, the background...
His wife made him take them down. Let's be realistic.
I have read the Dune series, I don't know, something probably around 6 or 7 times, the entire series. For a while there, my thing was buying all the Herbert I could find. I have got most of the first edition hardcovers of all of the different books.
Uh-huh.
I am dedicated to this damn series.
Most of the bitching I've heard about the series is people bitching about the special effects, but the way I see it,
TV.
You know, it's Sci-Fi Channel. You know, they're not Industrial Light and Magic, but they'll do what they can. Yes, obviously, you know, when they're outside, you know, that's shot on a sound stage with a computer background dropped, but,
oh well.
You know, hey, I can see past that.
Yeah.
I don't know, the acting I think has been fairly good with the exception of William Hurt, who looked like he was reading it off a card, but...
Most people on TV look like they're reading off of cards anyway. It's just kind of the part of the game.
My only complaint was the kind of take on Paul in the beginning, in the first episode, is,
but I want to go to Tashi Station and get the power converters.
You know, it was that kind of thing, and that's really not the Paul that's supposed to be in the book, but, you know, hey, whatever.
It's easier for character development, you know, to start him off whiny.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little more blunt. You know, painting with broader strokes. From a director's perspective, or else he's a shitty actor. Who knows? It's really hard to tell.
Yeah, then that was like the first night because by the time he got up to the fight with Jameis, I thought it was a lot better.
Yeah. With Jameis, he was much more about, all right, well, I have to kill you.
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
Yeah. Oh, you mean this isn't just to yield? Oh, right.
Cool.
You know, you are fighting Jesus.
I am the Messiah.
Yeah, it's. I'm looking forward to seeing the end of it tonight. I did notice that a lot of the effects in the second episode were actually worse than the first one, but the sandworm riding
was pretty good.
The worm in the first one at the end of the first night was awesome, but they didn't do as good of a job with the worm in some of the scenes towards the middle of the second episode. But we'll see how it goes. I'm not concerned about it at this point. At this point, it's story time, guys. You know, enjoy the effects, but concentrate on the story. It's better than the movie, so and that's saying a lot, you know, because anything with Toto and Sting, both Sting. Involved. Wow. You know, you gotta say something about that.
Brian Eno was involved as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And his brother Roger.
You know, what do you think Lynch is doing? You think he's just like, everybody hates me now. Everybody thinks my version sucks. Or do you think he just doesn't care in the slightest?
I'm sure he doesn't care.
Do you think he was consulted or anything on this?
No, his version sucks and he knows his version sucks. Yeah.
Oh, really?
He just doesn't want to talk about it, so.
But he had Sting.
I'm sorry.
How could you go wrong with Sting?
I liked heart plugs. I was a big fan of heart plugs. Squirt, squirt, squirt. All right, you're evil. Talk about painting with broad strokes. Let's just make it really, really easy to know who's bad. Subtlety of character, screw that.
I like this Baron Harkonnen better. He's a little more...
He's devious instead of just an ass.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think actually all of the Harkonnens are done better in this one.
The suspensor suit with like the cape, totally.
Yeah,
like
the garter
wrestling
thing that he was wearing last night was pretty disturbing.
Woo! He's like a flying potato wearing lingerie.
Maybe I do need to see this.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it for the visuals. Woo! It's eye candy. Mommy, I can't even think about girls anymore. I have to think about Harkonnen. he owns my world.
He totally rocks my world.
So let's see. Do we even care about the election?
The election still happening.
Yeah, except that the U.S. Supreme Court bitch slapped things back down to the Florida Supreme Court, which bitch slapped left and right. There's a lot of bitch slapping. And I don't know, I'm pretty much to the point now where I'm ready to see everybody just fight to the death. I mean, if we give them all those bone knives, you know, and just let them just do battle in a pit, it'd be so cool.
Well, that'd be, you know, we could probably get some ratings out of it.
That's true. I hadn't even thought about that. What we could do
and
is...
no one would screw with us if our president was decided by, you know, bone knives.
Fight to the
battles.
Death. Well, here's the way that you got to look at it. You know, they're always bitching about campaign finance reform. Mm-hmm. Well, if the way that they had to earn money was by getting ratings by fighting to the death on national TV, okay, that seems to me like really good campaign finance reform. Instead of, you know, having Microsoft buy off 150 senators, they have a bunch of them fight, and then they get ratings, and then they sell ad space, and they sell commercials, and... Oh, my God. And plus, think about what it would do to C-SPAN. Because C-SPAN freaking sucks.
C-SPAN would have to become mature television.
C-SPAN would be kind of like reality-based TV, except that, you know, at the end of every hour, it's like Survivors, you know, where instead of voting somebody off the island, they have two of the senators fight. And then, you know, whoever dies, they're out. Of course, then probably their wife would get the job, according to the new Strom policy.
I'm thinking within 4 months, Jesse Ventura would be running the entire country.
Jesse Ventura, king. I'm sorry, guys, but I was in the running, man.
I am Jesse Ventura, God Emperor.
Don't be messing with Predator, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
That's right. I do like the idea of having a president that was a former WWF wrestler. And that's it's, you know, like the scene in Back to the Future where he goes back in time, you know, yeah, and he's all like, you know, who's the president? You know, he's like, it's Ronald Reagan. The actor? You know, it's the next version of Back to the Future, you know, which would be Back to the Future 7 where Marty vibrates his way through history. They have to have a thing where he goes in and it's like, who's the president? And it'll be like, China! You know, and that would be just so... The Wrestler? Oh, that'd be great. That's totally the next generation.
Right.
Sorry, I'm in my own little place.
Okay.
I'm operating on 2 hours of sleep here. What do you want from me?
Once again, we have the World Wrestling theme.
Wrestling is critical.
Wrestling, very critical to what's going on in the world today. All right, what else do we have?
You know, I'm looking through the list, and there ain't too much else. Interview with Dennis Ritchie. Katz continues his up, up, down, down, left, right, B.A. Start series. Debian Heard.
Still gumming.
We promise it's not vapor. It, yeah.
Now, didn't they get a web server to run it about a year ago?
Oh, yeah, people are running it.
Yeah, it's
if I'm understand everything correctly.
It's Kaidorail.
It's not vapor at all.
Speaking of Debian, the Woody X86.4 devs are all out, but they're not, I checked, they're not coming from CVS. So the XRender extension isn't in them. So, but it's also pretty fun running Debian right now on a laptop and, you know, you do an apt-get. Uh-oh, we broke X again. Ha-ha. Oh, but you know the S3 Savage drivers for X86.4, they work. I've been running this version now for a week, so it's official, excluding my internal modem. Really, everything on this
which
laptop
is a
I've
wind
got
modem.
Working. Yep. Of course, they shipped us the laptops without the Ethernet adapters. The hole is there, the plug is there. You just can't use it because there's no chip inside. But that theoretically works, and I can actually play DVDs on this laptop under Linux. If, you know, you can tolerate 1 second lag between the time when, you know, they say the word and the mouth moves.
Yeah, if you
so
can tolerate
then you just
that.
Watch anime.
Right, basically, if you watch anything that's animated or dubbed, you got no problems. But if you watch anything where, you know, you maybe want, you know, like the bullet to, like, the trigger sound to coincide with the sound of the boom and the moving of the finger, that ain't gonna happen. Looks very wacky. But don't look at me, because I don't write that kind of code. I just submit crappy patches to X 5 years ago.
I know you guys fixed this bug 5 years ago, but I found the code again, and I just wanted to resubmit it. That's cool, right?
Right.
Do you want to take my pat? No? All right. Oh, Microsoft.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
The AOL Time Warner deal.
Microsoft is going to be in on that. We decided that we just join in.
No, Microsoft
AOL Time Warner.
Microsoft filed, has been talking to the FTC, apparently, saying that AOL will be a monopoly then, and that they can't have that.
Pot calling kettle something. Wow.
That move
I have nothing to say to that.
Amused me so much that I could barely
this from the company
myself.
Who gets called a monopoly, and their response to that is to try to move into the video game industry and to compete directly with Sony and
Sega. You
want to
see a monopoly? All right, I'll show you monopoly.
Fine. There's a whole bunch of other industries we could take over too.
They bought Digital Anvil, a game maker.
Well, they already own Bungie.
Yeah. Well, they're buying developers for the Xbox.
Right.
So. Bought them today, which should be
interesting. And Potter still doesn't have his PlayStation 2.
Nope. I bought a PS1 in the meantime. That's how hard up I was for PlayStation.
I need a PS something. They're doing weird ads for the PlayStation.
PlayStation ads pissed me off because it's like, well, yeah, I did buy one.
Can I have it?
Can I have it now?
Now, there was
you
one...
You filthy Japanese shite... Oh.
Dude! There was an ad that I saw that was pretty cool for it. They had a picture of two of a young couple, obviously engaged in aftermath of acts of eroticism, and
acts of eroticism 3.
Yes, and they showed it had the little screen, you know, like you have to put your initials in at the end of the video game with a bunch of just random names and his score, and it was all just like sometimes you got to let PlayStation go or something, let video games go. It was really freaking funny. So you got to rank that too now, huh? Sweet. Hey, go-tos, they're a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
Go-tos are definitely a sign of weakness. Ooh. Hmm. I think Potter's hinting that I should shut my ass up.
Look, dude, I'm fading in the music. Shut up.
Yep.
I'm copping an attitude. I'm taking a stand.
If this was Space Ghost, would you be Moltar or Zorak?
Either or.
You'd be happy with either position? Fair enough.
Maybe Moltar, because then I get blasted less.
Plus, you get a big lever to pull.
I don't know, maybe I would just be Brat, because then I'd be insane all the time.
Call you later! Hello, my name is Brat.
I gotta do it. That's what Mom said, never trust a monkey.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter. Keep your children at a distance. A long distance, like he's
avert
in Holland.
Your eyes, children, he may change forms.
He's in Holland. We suggest staying out of the entire Midwest. Maybe Florida. Move to America's Wang. The only place that's safe from the wrath of Cowboy Neil.
I like the fact that the election is being decided by America's Wang.
Not anymore, dude. I thought it was decided by Catherine Harris. Is it just me or does she look like she could be a vampire? She's got like this face that doesn't move.
Don't get too close, she'll level drain you.
Her face doesn't move. It's just like, and you know, like she blinks, but nothing else moves. One too many lifts, maybe. I don't know.
So, if we're ending the show, that means I could play some Sin City 3000 now. Huh?
Excellent.
Yep.
The very important phase of the day. Well, I'm going to watch Evangelion number 2, which finally arrived.
Oh, and then we, in about 15 minutes.
DBZ, babe.
Dragon.
Rock the dragon.
Dragon
Ball Z.
They don't actually play that opening anymore.
No, I guess...
I'm let down.
Well, you know, this time Goku is... this supposedly is going to be the end of the Goku Cell battle, so...
This is going to be the end today?
Supposedly.
But, you know, it's Dragon Ball Z, you know, so the end of a battle really could be like...
it's got to have at least 24 more episodes.
13 episodes. interspersed...
supposedly killed Cell yesterday.
Right.
Come on.
They interspersed them, you know, with like 4 flashbacks... and then, like, 2 little side plots, you know, and, you know, an episode where Goku learns to do the laundry or something, you know.
Goku.
Well, thanks for listening to Geeks in Space. Thanks, Jeff, for coming back to town once again. When are you back again?
I'm not sure. I may not be back until the spring. But
wow, dude.
I'm not... We'll see what happens. I guess Nate will be back in a few weeks, though, so that'll probably spawn another GIS.
That's true. Nate's back for Christmas. So, yeah, we can have a holiday spectacular.
With the dancing girls. And the Wookiees.
And eggnog.
What's the celebration that they have?
Life Day.
Life Day, baby.
Happy non-religion oriented holiday.
Yeah, so stay tuned next time on Geeks in Space. It'll be our Life Day Spectacular. We promise to have Lumpy and,
Itchy.
Lumpy and Itchy.
And Mala.
That kid from 8 is enough with fur on him.
And he's the Wookiees.
In the Star Wars insane. Life Day Holiday Spectacular Orama 2000. Wow. Actually, more like 1977.
Yeah. 8.
Was it 78? Oh,
78.
Man.
9 months after Star Wars came out, they rushed this through. It includes B. Arthur singing. Let's see. Who else is in this?
Is that Art Carney?
Yeah, Art Carney is in it.
And it does have all... Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford. They're
Carrie
all
Fisher.
There. Carrie Fisher. They're all there.
Carrie Fisher actually does a musical number.
5 minutes of a Boba Fett cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
And that's actually weird enough. That's the first place that Boba Fett appeared. And Boba Fett, that predates Empire, which is
cartoon.
Weird. Yeah, he showed up in cartoon form.
Did Alec Guinness make an appearance?
No, I think that everybody accepted he was dead.
That was to his credit.
He was still alive.
Yeah, and that's Sir Alec Guinness?
Yeah, dude.
But it takes place in the timeline after.
No, I'm not listening to your evil anymore.
All right, sorry, no more logic. I'm going to go try to figure out how to anti-alias something. Because, you know, it's been a couple
probably
of days.
Probably his
look
cat.
These dishes.
It's been a couple of days since I anti-aliased, and, I mean, you know, I need to anti-alias or I can't sleep right all night.
Right. You've been listening to...
Goodbye, everybody. I'm going to stop this before anything else happens.